Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious and erotic stories, passionate prose, and filthy fantasies. Now you can know, if you want even deeper pleasure, or perhaps unlimited satisfaction, then you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and download your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. Now, to get you in the mood for holiday season, I'm going to take you to a Halloween party tonight. A masquerade Halloween party. So just take a moment to imagine what mask you would like to wear. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. You might want to loosen any clothing, or maybe completely naked, as you surrender to the story and give yourself permission to enjoy every word, every touch, every sound, as if it was really happening. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time to let your inhibitions go, your time for sensuous pleasure as you close your eyes and take a deep breath, and just hold it for a moment, and let it go with a sigh, letting all the stress of the week go, as you listen to my words, and let my voice move over your body, with a slow dread coursing through her body. Beth surveyed the plastic pumpkins on the windowsills. Dim battery-powered nightlights flickered within, while trying in vain to give the impression of a real candle, but failing miserably. The sales floor seemed much larger with all the sales desks gone, even overflowing with people attempting to dance to some god-awful 90s dance pop kind of tune. As usual, this get-together was everywhere she did not want to be. For the past 3 years, she had successfully managed to miss every single boring office party. But her absences had been duly noted and commented on by her manager, Chris. He had made it absolutely clear that if she seriously wanted to be considered for promotion, then she would have to be more of a team player. What a fucknut he'd been. She could still remember his flushed round face, glaring at her with a look of panic in his puffy eyes. There had been no doubt that he had been reprimanded about something, and had decided to share that pleasure with Beth. And to make matters worse, she would have to wear a mask, as it was a masquerade party. If only she hadn't needed that promotion. Yet, the prospect of promotion had been the only reason she had taken this job in the first place. Tonight the senior management were flying in. She'd never met them, but it was obvious Chris wanted to put on a show of how well bonded the Spring Hill office was, whether it was true or not. Friday night was her night, her date night. It had been sacrosanct since she could even think of being with men. Granted, over the years it had changed. The fumbles on the back row of the cinema moved on to sex in cars. Once she had become old enough to date men with their own places, her eyes had been truly opened. Gone were the desperate and often frustrating brief sessions. In were intense and passionate sex. Then there had been that marriage. A disaster from the start. She'd known she shouldn't have been there, even before the I do's. But she'd been young and naive, thinking marriage was all pretty houses, white picket fences, weekly flowers and daily romance, and had stuck with it for many more years than she should have. Only months into the marriage, date night became Beth on her own night, while he went out to the bar. and knowing he would come back in the early hours, smelling of cheap whiskey and perfume, only to climb on her for 5 minutes, and then roll off, falling into a deep sleep and snoring. Through desperation, she had learned to pleasure herself, and date night had eventually become time with my choice of vibrator night. Then, after the divorce, the men that had once been beating a path to her door were all now married, settled with kids, so her date night had remained pretty much the same for the past 3 years. Her and her endless supply of batteries and fantasies. What it never involved was the faux fun of office parties, with people you spent all day with, and sure as hell didn't want to spend what precious little evening time you had for yourself. Frustrated out of her mind, not just because of the long hours during the week, the lack of that valuable me time, but also because she hated this music, hated dancing, and didn't really drink. All of which seemed to be a sport right now in the office. She just prayed that these bigwig managers could turn up, do their meet and greet, or whatever they had to do, then leave to do whatever highly paid managers spent their Friday nights doing, so she could slip off home. Looking around the sea of masks once more, she could not be sure if they were even here yet. She didn't pay a lot of attention to people without masks on. She sure as hell wasn't going to notice anyone different now that they were all wearing masks. Maybe they had already come and gone. Secreted away in the far end of the office, it was almost difficult to tell. To be sure, she would have to go out onto the main sales floor, and that meant mixing with the liquored-up dancers. Shit. Taking in a breath, Beth decided to just bite the bullet and brave the dance floor she absolutely dreaded. Various people slurred Happy Halloween at her as she moved in between the drunken dancers. One beefed-up guy wishing her Happy New Year while he lifted his drink in a toast and flashed her a grin bigger than the Golden Gates. Jeez, his head was going to have hell to pay tomorrow. Despite her efforts among the wall-to-wall partiers, no one really stood out. Not a single person screamed senior management at her. They were just regular-looking men and women, like happy, drunken idiots, letting their bodies swing and waver with the music. While she probably looked like an outcast, the odd one out, the one person that simply wasn't enjoying the crowd. Eventually escaping the throng of the dance floor, Beth decided to take a seat in the shadows at the other far end of the office. God, it was like going to school discos again. Although there were a couple of people at this end, mostly smoking weed and giggling inanely, she still felt secluded enough. Maybe she could just enjoy her body quietly, subtly, and make it up to her pussy later when she got home. She needed to do something, anything. God forbid she was going mad with frustration. Yet the washroom was just too obvious. She would clearly be heard, but being hidden by the shadows, along with the loud pop music, the inebriated happy crowd, and the fact that nearly everyone here was still on the dance floor, maybe she could get away with it. Beth glanced around the room, her pulse racing in her ears. Oh, fuck it, she whispered, lifting her skirt, her fingers wasting no time to caress up the soft flesh of her shaky thighs. Her passion was begging, needing to be touched, desperate to be satisfied. Caressing the damp lace of her panties, that familiar ache began creeping into the deep pit of her belly, swirling, clutching, kneading. She gasped as her fingernail grazed her clit, sending a shockwave through her body. God, she wished like crazy she had her rabbit with her now, as she pushed her panties to one side and slid her fingers between the wet folds of her sex. With urgency, she thrust her fingers inside herself with one hand, as the other held her skirt up while furiously rubbing her clit. She was damn sure she didn't have long, but God, did she need this. Beth bit her lip, her toes clenching, her legs pushing out straight and twisting while clamping her thighs around her hand. Oh, God! Beth tightly grasped the edge of her skirt as an orgasm shot through her body and clit like strikes of hot exploding lightning. With her lips clenching tightly between her teeth, Beth panted, relishing in the pulsing aftermath and warm glow over her body. She eased her eyes shut, her body still quivering, her legs still trembling, her mind spiraling with a clusterfuck of emotions. Something about being here, in the corner of the office she worked in daily, surrounded by the people she knew and associated with on a daily basis, and taking a ridiculous chance of being caught while touching herself right here, with all of them so near, made everything so much more intense. Fantasizing about doing something so crazy was one thing. Actually doing it was fucking nuts. Beth giggled slightly, then inhaled her post-orgasmic fragrance while tasting her wet fingers. Maybe doing that was unnatural. Maybe it was downright peculiar. Nevertheless, it was something she enjoyed. Something she did often. But tonight something was off. She tasted different, smelled different. There was a heavier tang of musk, a deeper hint of the outdoors. Yet everything about it seemed more masculine. Of course, that made no sense. It had been so simply due to the intensity of her orgasm. Or maybe it was the fact that she was surrounded by alcohol, a mixture of colognes, sweat-laced skin, male pheromones, and at least a dozen other odors that were simply natural when this many people were together. May I taste? It does smell rather delicious. Beth jumped, the unexpected baritone voice sending a cold stab of fear through her body. The tone was soft but deep, with an edge of a growl that promised all sorts of salacious naughty treats. But above all else, it was most definitely male and sent a fresh pulse of desire throbbing through Beth's stomach. Shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Goosebumps rose over Beth's skin, but not the cold kind. Wide-eyed and still caught in the torrent of shock, she said nothing while nervously lifting her two dripping fingers to the stranger's mask as he raised it. His lips were hideously kissable. His flash of a grin so damn sexual that all she could think of was what that mouth would feel like skating over the curves of her body. Transfixed, Beth's breath hitched and she moaned softly when the stranger's lips encompassed her fingers, gently sliding up and down, while his tongue entwined around them, teasing her, tasting her essence, filling her mind with images of him pulling her across his lap and spanking her ass for what she'd just done in a public place. Beth mumbled, heat rising up her neck. The stranger's beautifully blue eyes crumpled with a smile that rang with confidence and dark promises as he pulled his lips back along the length of her fingers, dragging his teeth slowly and sending waves of pleasure up and down Beth's body. Foolishly, her eyes were sliding shut while a moan escaped her lips, and everything between her thighs again shuddered with lust. The stranger with the magnificent lips leaned closer, gently caressing the soft skin of her neck, while a rush of dampness flooded her core and removed any remaining doubt about just how aroused she was. With his lips kissing just gently, teasingly under the earlobe, he whispered, "The manager's office is open and empty." Beth couldn't help herself. She opened her eyes and looked into his, and for a minute she wondered if this was simply a dream. A damn good one. But the thought left just as quickly as it had begun, and all she felt was hunger, need, a dark primal desire so heavy that she was willing to risk her job, her future. Beth nodded compliantly, submissively, holding his stare as his light blue eyes glowed with an equal lust. He stood and held a hand for her to take, leading the two of them down the long hall and into the manager's office, while Beth was barely able to process what the hell she was doing, and how could she possibly allow herself such a risk? With her stomach twisting with nerves, as the door latch shut, paranoia and reality set in. She shakes herself, her belly full of knots. What if they got caught? That would be her job, her promotion, her home and future, all out of the window. "I can't," she whispers, avoiding his eyes. "I'm sorry, but this is a mistake." With something that feels like mortification washing over her, when the stranger says, "You're fine. Your manager is pretty much out cold now. He won't remember a thing until the morning. And he will have a lot more to worry about than how you fucked in what was once his office." Her head clogged with even more confusion. "But what if someone comes in?" "No one will come in. I promise you that." His hand slid underneath Beth's chin, tilting her head up to look at him, while those damn sky blue eyes, full of possession and heat, had pulses of unstoppable desire pulsing through her body, all the way from her head through to her toes. Electricity tingled through every nerve. The anticipation of desire had her pussy clutching. "Shit, what am I doing?" He pulled her close to his body of nothing but hard muscle, his gaze glued onto hers and melting every doubt she had. He brushed a thumb along her jaw, and her whole body shuddered. Right now, Beth almost felt like she would do anything he commanded. "Besides, some things are simply worth the risk. Now let me do what you and I both need and want." His eyes dropped toward her mouth, his lips swallowing hers in a kiss. Gentle at first, but quickly becoming hungrier, more intense, more passionate as their tongues tasted each other's desires. His fingers pushing through her hair, pulling her tighter onto his lips and against her body, letting her feel the urgency throbbing behind his pants while her nipples turned to stone as his other hand moved down the curve of her spine. With every inch of Beth's body tingling, she slid her hand flat between them and massaged the still hard cock through his pants, teasing it with the pad of her thumb and pushing hard on that sensitive tip, forcing a growl to escalate through his chest. Every vibration teased at her nipples, transforming the hot passion into a raging wildfire in the demanding flesh between her thighs. Warm drops of desire soaked her panties, teasing her legs, inviting, wanting, needing, and desperate. The stranger moved his hand across the curve of her ass, lifting her skirt, moving his fingers between her thighs, pressing the heel of his hand against her clit and pushing her panties to one side with ease, probing inside her damp folds hard and forcibly. Beth moaned loudly as his fingernails teased that soft, velvety patch inside her pussy with a perfect motion, before flicking his fingertip across that tender flesh, sending shockwave after shockwave through her body and commanding her knees to buckle in submission. As she fell back against the partition wall, his fingers mercilessly taunting her pussy, in and out with such a passion, with such ferocity that Beth thought she might scream. "I'm going to turn you round. I want you to put your hands against the wall. Look out the partition window and watch everyone out there. Whatever you feel, just focus on that," he said. And before Beth had a chance to do anything, he was spinning her around, pressing her against the wall and lifting her skirt over the curve of her ass. Obediently, Beth spread her hands, bracing herself for what she hoped would be hard, thrusting and fucking her very wet, very needy pussy. The stranger had complete control over Beth, ordering, demanding, and getting exactly what he asked for, while Beth did nothing but obey and lose her sense of power. His broad hands grasped her ass cheeks, while his iron hard cock forced between her thighs and thrust deep and urgently into her pussy, stretching her lips so far. She screamed in both pain and pleasure as the length of his erection kissed her womb with the most delightful sting. He made a chest-filled growling noise as his long fingers grasped the soft flesh of her ass, and he started pulsing into her hard and deep, every thrust pushing her against the wall as she lost herself more and more to this man she hadn't even formally met. Fuck, a burning sensation was already starting in her core, and she knew she couldn't hold out much longer, her orgasm unrelenting in its movement through her body. Suddenly he was pressing his chest into her back, while his mouth bit at her neck, and long flicks of his tongue made every inch of her body pulse, her clit ache. Watch the dancers. They can't see you through the mirrored window. They're oblivious to how hard I'm fucking this tight little pussy of yours. But we know. Suddenly everything was going dark, and for a moment she thought she might have fainted. But she could still feel his cock, his breath. Cell phones flickered to life on the main floor. The overhead lights were gone. Yet the stranger didn't break his thrust. The passionate desire of his cock pressing in and out of her pussy with even more urgency, filling her pussy. Somewhere in the back of her mind, Beth was aware of a clicking sound like a key being turned, but she paid it no heed, his thrust driving her almost crazy. Nothing mattered now. Nothing but the relentless pursuit of her orgasm. With the stranger's breath intensifying, the heat of his body growing hotter, suddenly Beth felt a tongue flick hard on her clit, before hungrily sucking at her nub and pulling it between unknown teeth. The strange man's cock was pounding hard into her pussy, as Beth grasped at the wall, unable to stop the onslaught of an intense orgasm, as she felt the strange but definite sensation of a small metal ball rubbing along her clit with every flick of the mysterious tongue. What the fuck was happening? She was suddenly nervous, scared, and yet her whole body trembled, and her knees buckled as his cock slammed deeper, harder, loud moans escaping her lips as Beth's body clenched in orgasm. My God, she had never been so damn turned on in her life, as she felt his body grow stiff for just a split second before he groaned, exploding inside of her as her own orgasm ignited with waves of pleasure from head to foot, her vision clouded by flickering lights from the intensity. Panting, she leaned heavily against the wall, listening to another click somewhere in the distance. Something was going on, but she really couldn't focus on anything else right now, with her mind caught up in a tidal wave of pleasure. With his cock still throbbing, he stepped back, letting it slide from inside her. Her legs still felt weak, her body still quivering from the aftershocks. The stranger kissed her neck gently, then whispered, "Now, that's a little better than a hidden fingering, don't you think?" Breathless and boneless, all Beth could do was nod her head, his warm release dripping down her thighs and heightening the sensations moving through her body. Suddenly, Beth was aware she was alone. He'd left without a single word, leaving her not only confused and embarrassed, but hurt. Bastard never even introduced himself, she thought. As the overhead lights flickered back to life, Beth gathered all her resolve to make herself look respectable, and hoped like hell the fragrance of her feminine juices and the stranger's release wasn't so strong that everyone she passed would know she'd just been fucked. Unsteadily, she took a few steps towards the office door, taking a few deep breaths and trying her best to keep herself together and ignore the emotion building in her eyes. She just allowed herself to be used like a common whore, and she wasn't entirely sure how she felt about that. Beth left the office and returned toward her secluded seat in the shadows. Just as she started to sit down, she noticed a very drunken Chris, her manager, staring down at her. "Steve wants to meet you. He's been here for 20 minutes. He's been looking all over for you." Steve was a tall man in a perfectly tailored suit that just screamed senior management. My God, now she would have to stand up, which meant one thing. Another stream of cum escaping her and streaming down her thighs. More knee trembles, the heavy scent of sex wafting through the air. "Oh, don't get up," the strangely familiar deep voice said, bringing back a rush of memories from minutes ago. It's him, Beth thought. But then who the fuck had been licking my clit? Studying Chris for a moment as he staggered, there was no sign of a piercing on his tongue. Finally, Steve broke through her thought process by saying, "We have plans for Chris, so there will be a vacancy for a manager in this office. And you do come highly recommended, but I think we might need to oversee your transition, just to make sure you get everything you need." Something about the way he emphasized everything promised more private moments, more orgasms, like the one she had just experienced. "I'd like to introduce you to David. He is my right-hand man and best friend. He will make sure all your needs are met." Slightly shorter than Steve, but every bit as breathtaking, his green eyes held an intense gaze. Holding his hand out to shake Beth's, mischievousness flickered in his eyes as he flashed a smile, revealing the metal piercing on his tongue. "I think things are going to work out wonderfully for all of us," he said. "Well, I hope that's got you in the mood for a little masquerade fun. Now, next week is obviously Halloween week, so I will be doing something a little spookier, but nonetheless erotic. So until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams." Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.